This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never frozen meals are dietitian approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Mike and I were talking about the Braves, and guy just hit us up talking about, we were talking specifically about Ozzy, and he hit us up, and Big Teasy, I believe it is, Mike, said, hey, fellas, you guys think that Ozzy misses Acuna? And it's funny because right as we went to break, that's exactly what I said to Mike. Maybe he misses his boy. Mm-hmm. And you may think that's silly, but there are certain guys who vibe in the clubhouse. You talk to everybody, but then there are certain guys that are your guys. Right. And you spend so much time with your guys. You're on the road. You eat together, Mike. You're hanging out. Same batting practice. You go, oh, I'm going to go to the cages. I mean, just the little things. And again, I'm not saying they do every single thing together. But when you have that and you have a guy that you look over to and you know that's my dude and he's trying to build you up, maybe it gives you a little bit more confidence. I don't know if that's the case. But it could be.
I mean, you got running mates out there. As we said, they got a great rapport. They are dudes coming up together. So, hey, man, I know that we'd love to see Ozzy, as you said, 7-game hitting streak, build off that. You know, numbers are starting to come around. But just look like, you know, you're comfortable at the plate. So many times, it's like I said, you go out with a whimper. Just like, you know, barely making contact. And sometimes, you know, just to get your hit streak and get your head right, it is a flare to the outfield. It is a Texas leaguer, right? Whatever mm-hmm. it needs. Mm-hmm. So hopefully Ozzy does get rolling. And again, I know I was telling you the other day, I got some tickets. I got some friends coming to town. So we got Braves and Red Sox for that weekend in June. It's going to be electric when Ronald gets back on that field. If it's Friday night that weekend, it's going to be bananas to be up at Truist Park.
No doubt. It certainly will. If you're just joining us, the 12-team college football playoff will move to a straight seeding model this fall. That is rewarding the selection committee's top four teams with the top four seeds and the first round bye. So that is something that is changing as we continue to change with college football in this playoff. It is still 12 teams as we speak, but, you know, we've been saying at some point it'll go to 16. That is not the case. This is with the 12 teams. I think this is the right move, guys. Look, nobody liked what happened with Boise last year at the end of the day, and they don't want that to repeat itself. So they're going to give the top seeds and rewarding the top seeds with the selection committee by seeding, and I think this is the right way to go. More on that coming up as well. Right now, let's get to 4th and 1.
It's time for 4th and 1 on Dukes and Bell.
First down, let's get this right now.
All the NFL news and notes you need as we drive for the touchdown on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Let's talk about our Falcons first and foremost because Jeff Ulbrich, defensive coordinator, and we're all curious. Like, it's one thing to say, all right, I like these pieces. How is he going to use them? He was asked yesterday about the new guys on defense and, Mike, how fast they're picking up the defense.
Yeah, some veterans for sure that have just got an acumen for football that they just pick it up faster than most. But I'd also say some of these younger guys, you know, especially I know we talked about Jalen, but talking about Xavier, talking about Billy, like these guys, talking about even James, like way higher. The starting point for these rookies is way higher than most rookies I've ever been around.
Okay, that's good news. That means they have the capacity, Mike, to pick up all the things they're asking them to. And hopefully we get into camp, still, you know, a few months away, but we're already, like, moving at a quick speed. Like, we're not still trying to figure it out. A couple of years ago, I think it was Richie Grant. Maybe I was wrong about this, but we kept asking about Richie. Hey, why isn't he playing more? Why? And Richie was having a tough time picking up the playbook. And some guys coming from college, Mike, this is what happens.
Right. And he was a ball hawk. I mean, like, there's nothing wrong with the draft pick. It just didn't work out. Because he was that kind of hybrid corner safety that, you know, Billy Bowman can kind of be, that Xavier Watts can be as far as ball hawking. You know, Xavier Watts had more interceptions, more turnovers than anybody last 2 years in college football. So, and I know that we've discussed, especially pre-draft, the Falcon filter. Ooh, don't want a bad guy. No, I mean, just want some ball players. But if you heard our interviews with Billy Bowman and Xavier Watts, and certainly, I mean, look, it is what it is. Jalen Walker's just super impressive. These guys, I mean, they get it. And this is not like, hey, in the film room, are you watching this? You know, these guys get it. So it's kind of like a no knucklehead zone as far as our draft class.
What about James Pierce, guys? Look, that is one guy.
Now there's a question mark there.
Well, he's front and center for me. And not that Jalen's not, or not that Xavier Watts isn't. I said Xavier Watts may have the biggest impact of any of these guys because he's going to be on the field a lot. But James Pierce, what is he? What's he look like so far? Here's what Jeff Olbrich said to us yesterday.
He's going to create some serious problems for offenses, you know, because, you know, he's one of the guys that, you know, as we approached the draft, collectively, we were very high on as far as ability to rush off the edge. And, you know, there's a lot of guys you got to fabricate for, and there's guys that fabricate for themselves. And he's one of those guys that he doesn't need a whole lot of scheme to get him going. You know, we can put him on the edge and let him rip it, and he's going to be a problem, you know. And I'm super excited what he'll become. Now, a lot of work to do, and fortunately, we have a really good group that he's joining. So there's going to be a lot of really cool competition within that group. But you know, expect a lot from him. We do.
Okay. I expect all the things that Jeff's talking about. And look, you know, the fact that he led the SEC in pressures and all of that stuff, it's great. What are you going to do now? Like, Mike, that's the thing. I mean, all that stuff. Jalen was great at Georgia. What are you going to do now? He comes with a great resume. Okay. But we got to see that transform and certainly, you know, click over to the Falcons. Right. It's Dukes and Bell. It's Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. 4th and 1 brought to you by our friends at Priority Men's Medical Centers. Check them out at PriorityMen'sMedical.com.
It's funny because one of the guys at my gym, Lewis, by the way, who's a big listener.
What up, Lewis?
I had to give him a shout out yesterday, too, by the way. But yeah, he hates Sean Murphy, too. But I know forgot to mention that yesterday. So keep giving. He's like, we got to get Drake Baldwin out there, man. I said, I know that. Thank you. Yeah. But anyway, Lewis, we were talking about it, and he goes, do you think that Olbrich gets a bad rap because he was part of that horrible Jet situation last year? I said, I don't know. I mean, he's been a career guy. He's bounced from college and pro. He had a good rapport with Dan Quinn. Our linebacker core was good when he was coaching it.
It was.
You know, if you go back and look at Devondre Campbell and Debo and all those. So, I mean, you know, I think it's a step up from Jimmy Lake, put it that way. But I can't say he's going to be great.
Yeah, look, I feel like Brick knows what he's doing. And when he got the job, again, it's easy to lump that in with, well, he was here when – give him a fresh slate. And as I said, when he left, I think he's become a better coach. And you're right. Mike, here's what I do know. He knows how to call defenses on a Sunday. We didn't know if Jimmy Lake was able to do that consistently and if he was going to be putting our defense in the right situations. Jeff can do that. To talk about the Jet situation, guys, that was a cluster. It just was. And to be given the interim head coach job when all of that other stuff is playing out and your quarterback situation, that's a cluster.
That's a hell of a soap opera. It's almost like you could argue the two teams had two sort of unprecedented situations. The meltdown with the Jets, you know, and the owner, remember this comes from the owner out of left field. You know, and the defense wasn't really the problem, if we're honest.
No.
But Robert Saleh gets got. Woody Johnson pulls the trigger here in Atlanta. We got a coach who's dealing with a DC who doesn't really know what he's doing, and a quarterback that's basically now put him in a position as a coach where, you know, no one knows what the hell's going on. Why is this guy still the QB? Remember, we asked him each week, tough situation. You don't really trust the rookie yet. Everything's been in, all the eggs are in the basket with Kirk Cousins, yet he can't deliver.
No. I hope Brick does a really good job. I have the confidence in him that he's capable of it, but we got to see these young players develop. The biggest thing for him and this defense is going to be how fast these young guys, I'm not talking about just this year's draft, last year's draft class, how fast those guys develop. It's Dukes and Bell. Let's hear Ben Johnson, Mike. He is now the man in Chicago. It's funny. He was asked about this. Think about all the quarterbacks that have been drafted by Chicago that haven't panned out. Okay? They go there, high picks, they're not franchise guys, or right. they don't pan out. And Ben Johnson said, okay, well, now he's taking on that task with Caleb Williams. Is Chicago where quarterbacks go to die?
Yes.
I love it. I love it. I love the opportunity to come on in and change that narrative. That's where great stories are written. And so we're looking to write a new chapter here.
Best quarterback Chicago's had was 10 years ago, Jay Cutler.
That's right.
And since then, you had Mitchell Trubisky. I never understood the appeal. Justin Fields, we sometimes feel we're too close to it here
sure,
in Atlanta.
Sure.
But when I asked the general manager, Fonda, remember, I said, why don't we go for Fields? He said, well, you said that's working out for him. So he wasn't really a fan last year. Fields, did he blow it in Pittsburgh?
No. I just think he didn't feel like he was going to be able to play like he wants to play there.
Is that so you're blaming Arthur Smith?
You said that. I didn't.
Okay. Well, anyway, I mean, well, at some point, it is the man in the mirror, but we'll see with the Jets. But, yeah, but Caleb Williams, as we said, they never, ever, ever should have kept Eberflus as the head coach. But, again, Ben Johnson was kind of being coy last year as far as some of the jobs. Granted, it wasn't an open in Chicago. Eberflus still had the gig. But Ben Johnson, I think, brings a great mindset, strong in the trenches. They made some good moves on defense anyway. They're good. That's a good squad.
It is. Mike, back to the Pittsburgh thing, though. I think they felt like their defense was so good that they would be in games, and they just needed the offense to not make mistakes. So you play conservative.
Right.
And you don't win games in the NFL playing conservative.
You got. I don't think, say, you know, one of the two or three games that Justin Fields looked like a rock star was against us.
Right.
Remember after Christmas against Chicago 2 years ago? Last year, his biggest throwing total was 312 yards and a loss to Indianapolis. Ironically,
he was good in that game.
Yeah, 64% completion rate.
Yep.
But yeah, he there's only a few games where they really let him rip. Yep. To your point,
I thought he was going back to Pittsburgh, and then I got word that the feeling was he just didn't feel like he could be who he wants to be.
He rushed for 5 touchdowns. He threw for 5 touchdowns. Yeah. I just thought that. I mean, a lot. Like, the guy's got a lot of fans out there in our listening audience. I still don't know what this guy is.
And remember, even when Russell Wilson took over, they didn't use him in the red zone. Like, you're talking about the 5 rushing touchdowns. He is a weapon down there. They didn't use him. Either way, that is Ben Johnson with the Bears. Hey, last but not least, Rich McKay's head of the competition committee. Everybody's talking about the tush push. This is the guy that said, hey, we got to look at this, owners. Here's what he said about it once the ruling came down yesterday, or the vote.
It's not disappointing for me, for our committee, for the committees that did the work, because it takes 24 votes to pass anything. And that is not, and we don't set a low bar. On this was unanimously proposed by the competition committee, unanimously proposed by the player health and safety committee, and by the owner health and safety committee. So there's a lot of support for it, a lot of discussion about it. I've been in that room numerous times where we've had these types of discussions. And one team really, you know, ends up being, in their mind, more impacted than others. But it still takes 24 votes. And in this case, those votes were not there.
Yeah, as we said yesterday, I mean, these committees and the smaller subcommittees, august bodies, all of them, still, you know, this is a mandate from the commissioner. He wants it to go because aesthetically it's not nice. It doesn't look good. It looks like rugby. And people that aren't paying for rugby, they're paying for the NFL. But I still feel that, man, you know, it just, there's something to me at the heart of this thing that is just un-American. I'm not trying to be silly about it. You come up with a better mousetrap. You come up with a better play. So they can't stop it. Other teams, and we discussed it at length yesterday, I think it's ego and the hubris of why some, you know, other offensive coordinators won't go down this road. So we'll see. Does somebody copycat? Why not? If it doesn't, okay, one more year it dies on the vine. But I appreciate those teams that stood up for it to say, no, let's let these guys roll with this one more year.
Colts owner Jim Irsay, passing away at the age of 65, passed away in his sleep.
One of the teams that voted to keep the tush push.
They did. And one of his last tweets, comments, was about the Pacers and playing the Knicks, ironically. Mm. But I will say this. This is a very local thing. Of course, people know who Jim was and you know, his father. He took the team over.
Right.
His dad was Bob. But I will tell you guys, like, for us here locally, God forbid, when Mr. Blank, you know, passes away, it's going to be a big deal. And it's that way in every NFL city with right. every owner, because it's such a personal, you know, connection, Mike. For us to sit here and talk about Jim Irsay, we have stories and we could tell you a few things. But today in Indianapolis, it is the topic of conversation. And it would be in any NFL city if one of the owners passed away of any NFL team. So, well, certainly lots of NFL players, you know, showing and giving love to Ursay and his family and giving condolences. But it's one of those things I said to Mike, you know, it's unfortunate. But for us, like, that connection to Jim Irsay is not there like it is for our owner.
No, I mean, let's be honest. For much of his life, you know, we made jokes about the guy because he did struggle with personal demons.
Yes.
But he did make that struggle public, and he won it. You know, eventually got his life straightened out. But as we said, I mean, his body paid a price, you know, for the things he put in it. But the guy, that's a guy, he always, before he couldn't have a beer, he looked like the guy you want to have a beer with.
All the time.
You know, that's a dude.
All the time.
Yeah.
Hey, man, coming up, we got plenty more to dive into, including more stuff from our offensive coordinator, Zach Robinson, talking about Kirk Cousins, believe it or not. And he gave his opinions on Kyle Pitts. Everybody's asking the same thing, right? What about Kyle Pitts?
Yeah, what about Kyle
All
Pitts?
All right, well, you'll hear what our OC has to say about it next.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never frozen meals are dietitian approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
It is Dukes and Bell. A couple of NBA notes. Apparently, Adelman has been named the Nuggets full-time head coach. Is that right? So, Mike Malone, already on ESPN, Mike. He's doing some work. I saw that.
Right.
And also the Knicks losing last night, game one.
Epic. Well, they're choking.
Thank you. Epic, epic choke job by the Knicks, who were up 14. They were up 9 with 52 seconds to play. You know what? Dribble it out. Right. Like, let make them foul you. Like, what are you rushing for? And Mike last night, I had to laugh because Mike's like, it was like 4 minutes to play, and he's like, they're blowing this. And the text message, and I'm like, all right, we'll see. And then it got down to 2 minutes. He's like, they're blowing this. I could just hear the voice rising. And then it gets down to like under a minute. The Knicks are going to choke this away. And they did. Now it goes to overtime.
Yeah, but you still knew, even though they had the lead for a few seconds there in overtime, it just the momentum was just too much. They were up 6. It was 105-99. 18.5 seconds when Reggie Miller hit that three-pointer.
Incredible.
For those who don't remember, going all the way back to 95. So 30 years ago, Reggie Miller right in front of Spike Lee, with Spike Lee going, no! And him hitting that three. So Reggie Miller goes and scores 8 points in 9 seconds, which it seems impossible. And they damn well near did it last night. And then the choke signal. So, yeah, just amazing stuff and some real soul searching for the Knicks because, you know, it looked like, wow, you got this one. It's a wrap. And the Knicks, that's the other thing, Carl. You said it earlier. They played about as good as they can play.
Yeah.
And the Pacers can just go deeper with their bench than the Knicks can.
They're deep. And that's why I like Minnesota all season long. Minnesota's right. deep, but they didn't shoot the ball well in game one. So
they got to figure out when Ant-Man gets double teamed,
yes.
either he's going to be Superman or they got to kick it out to somebody who can make a shot.
No doubt. So we got to figure, we got to see what happens tonight in that series. By the way, here's the number you need to know. And if you're going to go, it wasn't that big of a deal, it's never happened. Teams were 0 for 970 in the last 27 years.
Right.
When trailing by 14 points with under 2 minutes and 50 seconds of play. Now that number reads 1 in 970. That's the Pacers.
I mean, you could not have a better way to illustrate the greatest one of the greatest choke jobs we've seen in recent NBA history.
Never happened. Like that's the crazy number. You go in the last 27 years, teams that have been up 14 points have not lost with under 250 to play. Until last night. All right, guys, let's talk about Zach Robinson. And, you know, Mike and I have discussed this, and I think this is going to be a thing that we discuss a lot as we head to camp and as we get ready for this upcoming season, and that is the growth of Zach Robinson. First year, I thought he did a good job. But I also thought he was limited because of the situation and circumstances of his quarterback. And he would never say that because he's not going to throw Kurt under the bus. But I believe that, and I believe that, Mike, the offense was limited, and then all of a sudden, and look, you guys can tell me this was Penix, but I also think that the playbook opened up a little bit more, and they were also trying to get Penix to get rid of the ball. They didn't want to have damaged goods going into season two.
No. I mean, there's two ways. I mean, there was sort of the before the Saints game and after the Saints game, right, when
there
it
was.
Came to – because if you go back, the Pittsburgh game, we're on the radio that following day, what in the – is that – because nothing we expected as far as the play action. You know, Kirk Cousins has got to kind of lumber over to – I don't even know what that was. The shotgun – so much shotgun, you and I were like stunned. Completely nothing like we expected. Was amazed that Kirk Cousins looked as good with the Achilles as he did at times against Philly.
Yes.
With that comfort behind win.
Well, that was the crazy thing.
I mean, that's the crazy thing. Chiefs game was just kind of – that was – like Chiefs just were better than us that day. Steelers game, I still think we could have won. I think we could have won that game if it is a rookie at Michael Penix playing. And QB. And then as you got in the meat of the season, that Thursday night game is one of the greatest Falcon games of all time. That's Kirk Cousins. And that's airing it out. That's doing everything. The defense getting a crucial stop. I thought the play calling was perfect in the Tampa Bay road win where you had a nice mix of Bijan and everybody. That's the game where Pitts really got utilized, had two touchdowns. Remember, he left the ball at the pylon. They didn't have a pylon cam. That's where Kirk threads the needle to who's your boy?
Darnell Mooney.
That was a beautiful throw. And then the Saints game come. And then everything else changed. And then I don't think Zach was calling the wrong plays. He just Cousins couldn't execute it.
I don't either. And that's what I'm saying about I thought he had a first good year. But there will be growth this season.
And he had to pivot then, of course, you said, to panics. Everything's got to go on a 180.
So with that said, he was asked about the Cousins situation. And I know you guys are like, yeah, he's been there. He has. He's been there for the voluntary workouts, which – a lot of people said that they did not think he would be there.
I didn't think he'd be there.
Why would you? I mean, seriously, look, I've said this. Look, it's not about getting in anybody's pocket. But this ain't about – he don't need the money. Right. Like, he's there, I think, Mike, to be a good citizen and to show that, hey, you know what, despite my circumstances, which I don't like right now, I am going to show other teams who may be interested, hey, I show up when I need to show up.
I'm a good boy.
Yeah. Either way.
Also, he gets, you know, the roster bonus and all that stuff is part of it.
Whatever. This is him talking about Cousins being around for the voluntary workouts.
Yeah, there's been days, you know, Kirk's kind of in and out, just getting his own rhythm going. But
what does that mean?
You know, most of the guys have been here, and we're kind of, you know, obviously it's voluntary, so it's at those guys' discretion.
At the discretion. He's been in and out. I'm here. I'm leaving.
Okay, so is that, I mean, yeah, all right.
Put a check by my name.
Yeah, but that, you know what I'm saying? I'm not trying to be a wise ass. Like,
that's what I'm saying.
So he's there and he's not there? He's kind of there? See, that's why, what's the point? You know, I mean, that's why that's a strange dynamic. This is what you and I, when guys go, you guys are making a bunch of nonsense. So he'll be the backup for $45 million. Not gonna happen.
It's crazy.
Not gonna happen. You've been on the post June 1 cut.
Yeah.
When you were Alf, when Abe was filling in, I always remind people that you were on this first. That you know, we'll roll the dice. Abe basically came up with 15 teams.
What?
Listen to this. I give Abe credit. And you got to bear with me. But here, it's an Abe argument. You got to bear with me on this one. Because I was like making fun of him. But Abe, you know, that's at first you're like, Abe, that's so ridiculous. And then you let him work his Abe magic. Okay. Abe's point was there's 15 teams. If the starter is out, they're dead in the water.
They're done.
And so, and when we went through the list, and you're like, okay. And Kirk Cousins was better than every single one of those backups. And so that's, but again, but that is the 1,000-to-1 shot that one of those guys gets damaged between now and Labor Day or the first couple of weeks of the season.
Correct. Because here's the thing. If you're Cousins or if you're the Falcons either or, you're betting on that, and that's slim pickings. The injury that you're that Abe is talking about may not happen until November. It may not happen until late in the season, Mike. Like,
right.
Is it going to happen before the trade deadline? Like, that's the problem. You're rolling the dice. This is a game of poker right now where you say, yes, I understand you're thinking about this. And you're right. Those teams, their backups are not as good as Kirk Cousins. But the problem is those teams also aren't going to invest in a backup that they're going to have to pay for before they have to. And so that's why I just feel like if you just want to say, hey, we're done with this and we're moving on, you know, you take the cap hit over the next 2 years and you keep it moving. Here right. is what, by the way, what Zach Robinson said in regards to Kyle Pitts. Let's get to the Kyle Pitts stuff because I think this is interesting. Right. Because what does he want to see from Kyle Pitts? I know what I want to see. I know what Mike wants to see. What does our offensive coordinator want to see?
Yeah, I think, you know, for Kyle, it's just how can he take that next step of, you know, next level of details, next level of consistency, all those things that we've talked about kind of with him and have talked about in the past. And, you know, he's in year two of the system. And I think the thing we've always talked about with Kyle is just play fast. Like, no matter what, play fast, take the thinking out involved with it. But yeah, that's more of what we're looking for from Kyle is just that next level of understanding of the offense and, you know, just the intent of what we're trying to get done. And then ultimately just play fast no matter what. That's what we'll coach him up on when we hit the field next week and we'll continue to coach him up.
Now, I'm going to tell you guys, tomorrow we're going to play a part of an interview with Kyle Smith, who is the assistant general manager of the Falcons. And he addressed this Kyle Pitts situation.
Right.
One of the things he says, and you got to hear this tomorrow on the show, is, Mike, the injury that he sustained was more serious than we knew. And that is one of the reasons why that Kyle Pitts' recovery and him getting back to looking like Kyle Pitts took so long. I'm only saying this to tell you Falcon fans, as hard as I've been on Kyle Pitts, not having that tidbit of information, if he is in fact 100% this year, all the excuses are off the table. And all I'm saying is,
well, that's just it. We don't know.
We don't know.
Anybody in the organization can say that and go, well, he's not been 100%.
No. We're going back to the injury and then the recovery.
Well, and that was the year that Arthur Smith was asking to do things he couldn't do, like block, because the knee still wasn't 100%.
I'm not talking about last year. I'm talking about the injury.
Yeah, we used to ask Arthur about it all the time.
Yeah.
But, I mean, now it's go time. Now, that's what I'm saying. I'm surprised we haven't heard we need Kyle Pitts to be the best Kyle Pitts he can be.
Well, Rod did say that in his presser. The day I was up there, he said that. Right. You'll hear that from Kyle Smith tomorrow, assistant general manager. Lots of stuff we talked about. It's on the way. All right, when we come back, though, we got Yeah Man, No Man. It's Dukes and Bell.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never frozen meals are dietitian approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You ready for your trip? You ready for your trip?
Yeah, man. My flight tomorrow is around noon, so I guess I should probably leave for the TSA line, well, right about now.
Correct.
I heard TSA is a real blank show. Now, it's not as bad. It's just me, myself, and I, the dude, my buddy.
Everybody's traveling together?
Everybody. Dave Powers, he's driving up from Alabama.
Okay.
He's going to get all the brown liquor for us in Louisville. I got two buddies of mine who sound just like King of the Hill. We've never had them together. I don't know if the world would just end, become like a black hole, and time and space would cease to exist if these two guys came together. But they literally, I'll tell you what, I can't wait for this Indy 500. Yeah, buddy.
Well, look, it is, and every year we say this because you've been going for years.
Right.
It is unbelievable pageantry when you talk about the buildup to the race, the entertainers that show up. And Mike, you said it. I mean, and you know, when you get back, I'm sure we'll talk about it next Tuesday, but you know, the Thunderbirds, the Blue Angels, all the things that they do, like, it makes it so American.
Yeah, I've told Day-Day, because I'm really going to try to get him up there next year. Everybody I've had, the funniest one I ever took of all my friends is my buddy Jamie from Jamaica, from Montego Bay. And he could not believe the speed, because he went right up to the track. Back then, you could go right up to the fence. Can't do that anymore. Mm. And he took his sunglasses off. And he's Jamaican anyway. And he hit literally like a raccoon because of all of the tar and the tires and everything up on his face. He just couldn't believe it. And Jamie went subsequently to 3 or 4. He lives in Australia now. But yeah, when you get an experience, I took Rob Tribble to it. Tribble did the exact same thing, Day-Day. Tribble goes right down as close as he could to the fence. And he's just like, this is unbelievable. You know how Tribble is, always intense. So it is kind of, I get a big thrill out of taking people for the first time, including my late father-in-law, who said it was on his bucket list, and he talked about it till the day he died. So yeah, it is really special. It's hard to explain until you go do it yourself.
Until you see it. All right, man. It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Coming up in the 4 o'clock hour, college football making changes. Very interesting stuff. We'll tell you all about that. And Kirby Smart, where did he rank among college coaches in the 2000s? He's been great since he's been at Georgia, but there are a couple of guys that might be in front of him. Before we get to all of that, let's get to Yeah Man, No Man.
Hi, guys. Mike, you won't be with us tomorrow, man. We're going to have some fun, so I'm going to do this one today. Obviously, Memorial Day weekend is upon us, and it's a great time, right? Obviously, kind of signals the summer starting for most people, depending on where you're at in the country, things of that nature. For
kids
out of school.
Yeah.
For me, it's usually, you know, my birthday is usually right around. So in this instance, it's actually a week or that Friday after. So next Friday will be my birthday. So
it,
for me, you know, there's a lot of different, you know, implications that come with Memorial Day weekend.
What are you asking for your birthday, by the way?
What do you get the man?
You know
everything?
What? So my family has learned that I am a simple man. Just get me Nike gift cards.
Okay. That worked.
You know what I mean?
Oh, like, that's easy to remember.
They've learned, like, you don't got to go all out the way for me. Get me Nike gift cards so I can – I'm slow to the shoe game.
Yes.
So I'm trying to get my shoe game up. I'm trying to keep up with the kids.
I hear you. I'm a sneakerhead. I hear you. You know, it's a shame when you open your closet, and my daughter was recently home, and she said, "Do you really need all of these?"
Yeah.
And I said, "I don't say that about all those clothes you've got in
exactly.
your closet."
Right.
Well, but now my problem is my oldest is 14, and he's only 2 shoe sizes down.
Oh,
so now I'm like, I think I need a lock on my closet.
Yeah, because he's going to be in there. He's going to be in there. Well, cool, man. Well, we got to do something for you when you get back. And is this why you're going on the cruise or no? That's
no,
separate.
No, it's actually separate. Okay. So I'm sure my wife, knowing my wife, she'll probably try to do something on the cruise and for it. But
fix your neck.
Yeah. Anyway, with that being said, yeah. Memorial Day weekend, yeah, man, no, man, your favorite holiday to light up the grill?
Ooh. 4th of July. 4th of July.
Really?
Yeah, man, because we have a lot of folks at the house 4th of July. We actually kind of have a big neighborhood shindig. And so, you know, we've got the pool. Everybody's in the pool. But, yeah, man, 4th of July is my favorite time to
really?
Fire it up. Yeah,
okay.
Man.
See, I'm opposite. Because the only reason I wouldn't pick 4th of July is just because it never fall. It could fall on a Monday, a Tuesday, a Wednesday. That's the only reason I wouldn't pick it. Carl?
Labor Day.
Labor Day, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Only because it prepares me for the football season. That's the first time I really go all in and start to prepare myself for grilling and getting ready for tailgating for the football season. I love this time of year, man. Memorial Day, you know, it's a lake weekend for us. Like, I love this time of year. But Labor Day is when I'm like, I'm grilling. There's football already on, right? It's already
started.
Yeah. And it's that's when I start to really get in the mood. But, yeah, man, that's what I would say.
Okay. All right, cool. All right. Let's keep it going. Texas. All right, so we know Ohio State's been making a big stink about them having all these big noon games, right?
Yeah, Fox is actually getting huge ratings with those noon games, and that's why they're kind of stuck with them.
Well, apparently Ohio State wanted to try to move their matchup with Texas to Labor Day Sunday.
Cowards.
Labor Day weekend Sunday. Sunday. Texas blocked it, obviously, and so, you know, Ohio State, again, still in their feels. Yeah, man, no, man, Ohio State's fuss over the noon kickoffs is a whoop-de-doo about nothing.
I mean, they did a home-and-home with Texas like 20 years ago.
They did.
That's a game you want to see in prime time at 8 o'clock, with all due respect. Noon games suck.
Okay.
Generally, noon games are a reflection of your team not being very good. You know, generally, I'm Beth Mullins, and we're here in Evanston. You know, but it's time for Northwestern taking on. Yeah, I'm with Ohio State. I got their back. Yes, man. I'd flex that to the nighttime is the right time.
Really? Okay.
Is it a big deal? It is, to Mike's point. Part of this is, you know, it gives everybody the full day, right? I mean, these noon games, part of it is you have people traveling and trying to get to these games.
Right.
Not everybody's there the day before, 2 days before. But it gives you an opportunity to get there. But also, just the speaking of tailgating and the partying that goes on leading up to the game. That's why the Georgia-Texas game, everybody at Texas was already lit. Mm-hmm. Even though they lost the game, like, everybody was all ready to go, and the game starts, and then Georgia handles business. Mm-hmm. But that's the fun part of it for the fans. So, yeah, I get why Ohio State wants it. But we know this. TV dictates this stuff, right?
Right.
I mean, if they're getting big-time ratings and that game is at noon, that's where it's going to be.
That's the thing. You know, that Fox show, it's just it kind of runs counter, but they kind of take the day and dominate. But that a Texas-Ohio State game should never be on at noon.
I agree with you. I agree with.
Florida State-Alabama is going to be a night game on Saturday night, Labor Day weekend. I think that's going to be Corso's last chance. It'll be his farewell at Florida State to put on the headgear with McAfee and everybody on the set for college.
Is he going to pick the Noles? That's the question.
I think he does. He's got to go out in a blaze of glory, put on Chief, you know, do something with Osceola. You know, we'll see. But either way, it'd be fun. If he puts on the elephant of the tide, that'd be cute, too.
All right, good deal, man. All right, one more for you guys. So, the death of pennies. U.S. Treasury has ordered their final order of blank pennies. And now, once these run out, stores will have to either round up or round down when it comes down to giving
pennies
change.
Pennies are going bye-bye.
Yes. So, yeah, man, no, man. Glad to see the copper coin go.
We don't use them anymore.
No.
I mean, you wouldn't even give a bum a penny. Let's be honest.
Yeah.
A street person, a homeless person. Yes. But I mean, get back to the proper nomenclature. But I mean, you wouldn't even throw that to a bum.
You just did it again.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I don't have, here's what's crazy. I have a change container.
Right.
that when I get change, I put it in there and it's just collected. And I, you know, it may be $100 in there. Mm. Seriously, of just like quarters and stuff. Because I don't use coins anymore.
Yeah.
Do you use coins anymore? I'm being serious.
Because if you in the old days you need 50 cents for a toll. Well, hell, all tolls are $8 now. But nowadays you've got the you know you got your Georgia Peach Pass.
Well, the biggest
you know your Sun Pass in Florida, so you don't even need coinage for a toll booth.
The biggest thing you needed coins for, let's be honest, was a phone call.
Phone booths, right? Yeah.
That's what you needed for. Like, and some of you are like, what is that? That's the biggest thing you had to have change for.
25, 10 cents,
correct.
And a nickel.
And depending on how long your call was going to be, you kept adding, right? You get, I got to put coins in it. I don't even use coins.
When we moved, when I was single and I moved into Midtown from Buckhead, and I had like a, to Carl's point, I had the junk drawer with all the coins. And so I got a couple of big Ziploc bags. And so I got all these pennies and nickels and dimes. So I went to Ameris Bank over on Piedmont. Yeah. And so I'm in there and I'm at that bin where you can throw all your change in. And of course, a listener sees me, well, Mike, times are that tough.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I did that one time and the bank person, the teller was like, we can't accept this. And I was like, why? You're going to need to roll this. I'm not rolling all these coins.
No, they got it.
Are you crazy?
You just find a bank that's got one of those coin machines.
Now
and
they do.
Right, yeah.
Well, you can go to, I think Publix and Kroger have the coin machines.
They do, but they take a percentage, though.
Yeah.
It was funny because
give me 10%.
I think I had like the only thing that kicked out. I think I had like a Mexican peso coin and a MARTA token. Everything else, everything went.
Good deal, man. Well, yeah, man. No more pennies. Can you believe it?
No, it's time. It's time.
Yeah,
it's time.
Yeah, it's kind of sad.
What? Currency eventually is going to go away. I don't know when, but eventually it's going to go away.
I'm torn about that because I like to keep cash on me. Not like a lot. But I just like to keep cash. I mean, I don't like always swiping
my card.
A man
should always have, my father said, I don't know where you guys fall on this, because with inflation, the old man used to say, man should always have $25 cash, which means now like $75.
Right.
Or $100. But I mean, yeah, because you never know when you need some cash. If a tow truck guy, something, but somebody you may want to tip, you know, a valet
who takes
at the park.
Cash?
A valet. Valets. That's about the only guys that bartenders and valets.
True story. We're on the beach. There's a guy and his wife, they have an ice cream little thing, they're pulling down the beach.
Right.
Right? Kids are running up. Ice cream man! Dude's got the card scanner. Okay? Literally, parents are like, hold on, let me get card.
But now,
kids are like bringing him cash. He's like, no, card. Card only.
But like the other day when I was at Hasselhoff, we were at Chops. I'm not going to sit there in front of like if people are online and you're dropping off the car at the valet. Hold on, let me Zelle you.
Venmo you.
You got to have at least 5 or 10 for the valet.
Yeah. That's what I got, guys. I'm with you, though. I think the cash is going, it's going away. Everyone, there's places where it's like cash only.
I don't like it for the only reason, like once we get to this point, I don't know. You walk into a store, they scan your eye, and they go, you don't have that in your account. I don't want that, okay? I don't want that. And that's where it feels like we're going. You don't have that cryptocurrency in your account, sir. Sorry. Anyways, good stuff, man. All right, have a good trip, Mike. I know we're going to talk plenty about it when you get back. Hey, man, coming up, we got plenty more to get to. College football making changes. Find out what those are next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.